KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Just after 8 o'clock, we have clear to partly cloudy skies now. It's 39 degrees. We look for skies to be partly cloudy to cloudy today. A chance of light rain, although most of that has moved on to the east. We'll have a high around 50. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Officials of the Cass County Health System said Thursday their orthopedic services are expanding. Dr. Matt Warish, orthopedic surgeon, has now increased his schedule to be on site 3 days each week. Zach Hollingsworth, PAC, will expand his surgical physician assistant role to 4 days each week. Both provide care at the Southwest Iowa Surgery and Cass County Memorial Hospital. Now, Dr. Warish has provided orthopedic care for over 20 years and specializes in hip and knee procedures, from total joint replacements to simple joint procedures. And Zach Hollingsworth is a physician assistant specializing in surgical care. He regularly assists Dr. Warish and Dr. Chad McCants, general surgeon, with surgical procedures and inpatient follow-up care. And to schedule an appointment with Dr. Warish, you can call the Southwest Iowa Surgery at 712-243-7535. No referral is necessary. A traffic stop in Pottawatomie County Wednesday evening resulted in the arrest of a Cass County man. The sheriff's office's deputy conducted the traffic stop in a car at around 6:15 p.m. and subsequently arrested 57-year-old Anthony William Nichols of Atlantic for possession of a controlled substance, unlawful possession of prescription meds, and OWI first offense. Nichols was found to be in possession of a clear baggie with a green leafy substance weighing 4.3 grams, 2 gabapentin, 2 methylcarbamol, 5 cetirizine hydrochloride, and 3 zolpidem tarot pills. The Mills County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported the arrest at around 7 p.m. Wednesday of 21-year-old Chance Ryan Barras of Malvern. Barras was taken into custody on a Poweshiek County warrant for 3 counts of arson in the second degree and arson in the third degree. His bond was set at $32,000. Barras pled guilty on October 1st to second-degree arson for setting a fire that destroyed a building in rural Poweshiek County last May. He was granted a deferred judgment. Following his arrest on that charge, authorities allege Barras was responsible for numerous fires in the county. The Des Moines Register had reported at the time that Barras was an EMT with Midwest Ambulance in Grinnell and was a probationary member of the Montezuma Fire Department and EMS. Separately, the Mills County Sheriff's Office said 57-year-old Stephen Craig Needham of Pacific Junction was arrested Wednesday afternoon on a charge of simple assault. His bond was set at $300. The Union County Sheriff's Office yesterday said another report has been received about the theft of tractor weights. A Creston man told authorities Wednesday afternoon that sometime over the past weekend, someone entered his shop and took 8 green weights off of his John Deere tractor. Loss was estimated at $1,080. It was the third time in less than a week that weights have been stolen from farm tractors in Union County. Red Oak Police Thursday morning arrested a man wanted on a Montgomery County warrant for violation of probation. 19-year-old Jacob Anthony Anderson of Red Oak was arrested at around 10 a.m. Thursday. He was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $2,500 cash bond. Officials at the Alliant Energy Foundation say 16 Iowa communities have been awarded hometown safety grants from the Alliant Energy Foundation. The grants fund specific tools and projects to help first responders do their jobs even better. That includes defibrillators in public buildings, personal protective equipment for police, and more. In our area, the Jamaica Fire Department in Guthrie County received $1,000 for a communications upgrade. Hometown safety grants are awarded for specific one-time safety-related projects that benefit a wide range of people. The Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce has announced they will partner again with TS Banks as the presenting sponsor of Christmas in Atlantic. TS Banks' partnership gives the Chamber more opportunities, they say, to start new traditions for Christmas in Atlantic while at the same time continuing the old ones. Dan Russell, marketing president for TS Banks, said their mission is to ignite prosperity in the communities they serve. Supporting Christmas in Atlantic through the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, Russell says, is one way they can directly impact the families of Cass County while bringing additional holiday cheer to the community. TS Bank encourages you to support Atlantic businesses, he said, by shopping local, not only during the holiday season, but year-round. Christmas in Atlantic kicks off on Saturday, November 10th, with the holiday open house beginning at 9 a.m. on that date. You can visit local businesses to get a holiday sneak peek and enjoy some treats, giveaways, and special promotions. And for the second year, the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce will be offering Atlantic Cash at a discounted price as part of their holiday promotion, and that's sponsored by First Whitney Bank and Trust. For one day only, community members can come to the chamber on Saturday, November 10th and buy a pack of $100 in Atlantic cash for $80, a 20% discount. Community members may purchase up to three packs. The discounted Atlantic cash will be available from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. on November 10th. The annual grand lighting ceremony sponsored by Cornerstone Landscaping and Precision Concrete Services will be held Thursday, November 15th. That's at 5 o'clock at the historic Rock Island Depot in downtown Atlantic. On that date, there will be free hot chocolate, and Atlantic Hy-Vee will be serving free hot dogs for the community. Santa will have a special arrival on his helicopter, weather permitting, at 5:30 p.m. on the 15th to turn on the lights and see the children in his cabin from 6 until 7:30 that evening. The lighted parade and fireworks will be held December 1st, starting at 6 o'clock. You can submit your lighted parade entries to the chamber by calling 712-243-3017 or emailing them. Pre-registration is not required, but it is encouraged. The lighted parade and fireworks are sponsored by A.M. Coron & Son and Myron Gross Real Estate. Now, prior to the lighted parade on December the 1st, you can visit Santa in his cabin, where you can enjoy hot cocoa and popcorn, as well as horse-drawn carriage rides from 3 until 5:30 p.m. Santa's reindeer will make a special visit from 3 until 5:30 p.m. as well at Santa's cabin. You can go to www.atlanticiowa.com to see Santa's full holiday schedule. Santa's cabin is sponsored by the Atlantic Rotary Club. You can join the chamber for the holiday concert and Angel of Christmas on December 2nd at the First United Methodist Church starting at 3 o'clock. Submit your nominations for Angel of Christmas to the chamber by no later than November 26th. The Angel of Christmas is sponsored by the Cass County Health System. And pick up your Christmas brochure from area retail businesses like the chamber on Facebook, or follow on Twitter to find dates and details to celebrate Christmas in Atlantic. You can find a complete list of activities at www.atlanticiowa.com for more information. Elsewhere in the news, Republican Congressman Steve King is forcefully rejecting critics who've accused him of holding the same views as the man who killed 11 Jews at a Pittsburgh synagogue. King spoke at a forum Thursday in Des Moines and verbally clashed with a questioner in the crowd.
Do not associate me with that shooter. I knew you were an ambusher when you walked in the room, but there's no basis for that, and you get no question and you get no answer. No, you're done. We don't play these games here in Iowa.
King asked one of the event's hosts to escort the man out of the room.
You crossed the line. It's not tolerable to accuse me to be associated with a guy that shot 11 people in Pittsburgh. I am a person who has stood with Israel from the beginning. The length of that nation is the length of my life. And I've been with them all along, and I will not answer your question, and I'll not listen to another word from you. And this is over if he keeps talking.
King spoke for nearly 47 minutes outlining his legislative priorities for 2019 and answering half a dozen questions. Midway through, King was asked about this week's tweet from the chair of the National Republican Congressional Committee. Ohio Congressman Steve Stivers said the country must stand up against white supremacy, and he condemned King's recent comments, actions, and retweets.
There's a question that I don't favor, but it was offered respectfully. Thank you. First, I will say that Stivers' behavior has befuddled every Republican that I've talked to and everyone that I know, including our leadership.
King then referred to his written response, which accused Stiver of being an establishment never-Trumper who secretly hopes the House flips over to Democratic control. King suggested the uproar had been caused by a Washington Post story.
The entire fiasco that you've seen here in this state for the last 3 days or so is all based on the lies on this page right here.
King spent 7 minutes reading from the story and providing his response to allegations that he duped sponsors of a trip to Polish sites associated with the Holocaust by taking a side trip for a meeting in Hungary.
Around the table was one person of the Freedom Party, one person who said he was Jewish, and the others were, I'll say, random successful business people. But there was no meeting there with the people they allege have Nazi ties.
King said serving in the U.S. House for 16 years is the joy of his life, and policies like ending birthright citizenship are on the cusp.
A lot of this legislation that I've laid down more than 10 years ago is now poised to move forward and become law.
A group of protesters gathered outside criticized the Des Moines Partnership for hosting King on Thursday. One woman called King a white supremacist.
When we don't speak up, when we don't stand up, we're part of the problem.
Des Moines Partnership, drop King.
Now!
Drop King.
Now!
That's right.
The Des Moines Partnership has sponsored a public series with state and federal candidates for several years. Earlier this fall, King's opponent, Democrat J.D. Schulten, spoke to the group. The news was brought to you this hour by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments, at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.